on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Time for Friday restaurant news and reviews. First up is Axios Chicago's Monica Ang, who recently wrote about a global smorgasbord on a single street. Good morning, Monica. This was a great idea you had going down the 4 mile stretch of suburban Dempster. How did you come up with this concept?
Well, you know, for actually the last few years, I've been driving it. My son actually went to Notre Dame High School, and I said, wow, I can't believe all the different countries represented in these little, you know, storefronts and a lot of strip malls. I bet I could go to 20 countries in a few miles. So I finally said, okay, family, we're getting in the car, and we're going to go eat at about at least a dozen places each time we go visit. And look at that. I was able to go to 20 countries and even more, because I had readers write in with 20 more places.
And most of these, if not all, you could eat pretty well for under $20, right?
Absolutely. You know, really affordable, you know, great places with great snacks that you can, you know, kind of just go and do like a taste of Chicago, but do a taste of Evanston, Skokie, Niles and Morton Grove.
All right, let's go over a few of these from east to west. Got to start at one of my favorites, Poochie's. It's a great hot dog, isn't it?
It's a fantastic hot dog, especially the char dogs are known for that. And I didn't know they've been there since 1969. So they were a little down the street, and then they scooched over a little bit. I'm known for their char dogs, their char cheddar dogs. And the big surprise was this char salami sandwich.
Yeah, I know. It's fantastic.
So good.
Say hi to Chris if anybody goes in there. He may throw a few extra fries on your plate. Then you got right down the street there, Larsa Mediterranean Grill and Pizza. I don't know about this place. So what did you like there?
It's got a Syrian food. So there's been a Syrian / Iraqi community in Chicago for many, many years, and when my little brother came back and he served in the war, he really developed a taste for Iraqi food, and he took me there. And one of their big specialties is something called a kubba from Mosul, and it's cracked bulgur wheat around ground beef, and then it's deep fried. It's like this zeppelin, this crispy zeppelin. Sometimes they'll make it into more like the pancake. And then they've got something that's similar but made with potatoes, like mashed potatoes, called a potato chop with beef inside. And it's like this crunchy potato ball with this wonderful ground beef inside. And they've got, you know, just fantastic kebabs and this great turmeric-y lentil soup and great, great service. You don't find a ton of Assyrian food in Chicago, and it's right here in Dempster.
Larsa, 3724 West Dempster. This next spot you wrote about, the Pita Inn, been there many times. I marvel at how fast they are, how inexpensive, and how great all the food is. It's a wonderful spot, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, every time I go to a place that's expensive or slow or the food isn't good, I say, why can't you be like the Pita Inn? How is it they're so consistently good, fast, and really affordable for a family? You know, I've got a lot of brothers and sisters, and we can all, you know, meet up and go eat there, and it doesn't break the bank. And, you know, really great busing service. There's always a guy who's like, hey, can I clear that for you? And, you know, and they've been there since the 80s, and it's really spawned a lot of Mediterranean places along that strip that also do a nice job.
Pita Inn, Skokie, location is 4710 West Dempster. Then heading down the street a little further, Kaufman's Deli, still doing a great job there on Dempster and Skokie. What was your favorite?
Well, I always love the bagels. I always love the whitefish salad and the soups. I love that you can get some schmaltz there if you want chicken fat for cooking things or putting in your matzo balls. But they've got this brand new thing called a corned beef and caraway scone. And they take bits of corned beef and caraway seeds, and they put it in this super rich scone. that kind of like breaks the model from the sweeter scones. And I thought that was great. And I talked to Bet Dworkin, who is the second owner, and she told me about it, and I was just blown away. And I have to admit, you know, it's my secret shame. I bought the green rye because it was so fun for St. Patrick's Day.
Of course,
very
you did.
Very green. Yeah.
All right, heading west to Morton Grove, a place for some Mexican food, Dosa Point. Tell us about it.
Well, it's so interesting. They've got these different fusion places, and this is a Pakistani-Mexican fusion where they've got Indian-Pakistani dosas, which are these sort of lentil crepes with stuff inside, but they've also got nachos and tacos and burritos. They kind of melded with a restaurant that was already there called Sabor Mexicano. And so it just represents another one of these, you know, hey, you know, they've also got Pakistani pizza places on the strip. You know, let's take this thing that, you know, it's already here and let's kind of mix it with our culture. And it really, really works.
Mm-hmm. 6067 West Dempster. We don't have time to go through all 20. You've got some great suggestions. Jason Barbecue, Jeonju, Korean, Dempster Sushi, Charcoal Flame Grill is still there. K-Coop Chicken from Nashville Chicken. Is there some place where people can get the entire list, Monica?
They sure can. They can go to axios.com/Chicago, and you'll find the story there. You can see the whole list, and now you can also see the list of the 20 suggestions the readers sent to me, too.
It's great. 20 different food cultures all on Dempster. That's great. Happy eating. Thanks, Monica.
You too. Take care.
Well, if there is a better two-mile dining stretch in Chicago, food writer Ari Bendersky doesn't know what it is. He wrote about it in Crain's Chicago Business. Joins us now this morning. Ari, sounds like you've done a lot of taste testing on Chicago Avenue, huh?
Hey, Bob. Yeah, nice to talk to you. Actually, it's Ari.
Oh, Ari.
Yeah,
okay.
Chicago Avenue, that stretch is phenomenal. I wrote about it initially in 2019 before the pandemic, and obviously things slowed down a little bit during the pandemic and shortly thereafter, but it's really coming back, and it's an eclectic street. There's a ton of variation in food that you can get there.
So we're talking about Chicago Avenue between Noble and California, is that right?
Correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Let's highlight a few of these spots, starting with Flo at 1434 West Chicago. Southwestern food there, right?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite places, actually, in the city. I've been going there for a number of years. You could go for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have incredible chilaquiles, huevos rancheros. And at dinner time, you know, they have a full bar. You get pulled pork enchiladas, Hatch Green chili burger. It's a really cute little spot.
Flo. The next spot, this place has been on the street forever. Cafe Central. What's your favorite dish there?
You know, it's some of the best Puerto Rican food in Chicago, and Cafe Central has been there in the city since the 60s. It's been in this location, I want to say, for like 40-something years. Really authentic Puerto Rican food. You get the mofongo. You can get jamón y queso and the jibaritos, of course.
Of course, yeah. That's the one everybody loves. Tell me about this this place. Is it pronounced Jiang on 1460? Jiang, 1460 West Jiang. Chicago.
Mm-hmm. So Jiang is elevated Korean food. They do a tasting menu. It's a husband and wife, Dave Park and Jennifer Tran. Dave is the chef, and they do multi-course tasting menus. Really unexpected flavors, presentations. He is one of his most famous dishes is the salmon tartare, and when it comes out to the table, it's a piece of art. You almost don't want to eat it, but then of course you do because it is just such a special dish. And the room itself, it's minimalist, so you really focus on the food.
Yeah, that sounds like one of those dishes where I say, is this a work of art or is this my dinner? this Opar Thai House, that's another one that's been around forever.
Yeah, forever. It started actually up in Lincoln Square 40-something years ago, and they moved down to the neighborhood I want to say about a decade ago, and it's truly authentic Thai food. If you can handle spice, go for the heat. You know, you're going to get your traditional dishes like your pad Thai and pad say you, but if you can get out of your comfort zone, try to experience a little bit more, you're going to taste flavors that you probably have never had before.
Oak Park Thai House, 1546 West Chicago. That sounds great. I know all about Who's Your Mama Pie Company.
Yeah.
You know what? I try to drive by there and not go in because nothing but trouble in there. It's the best, isn't it?
It truly, like when they opened, God, I want to say, I mean, more than a decade ago, maybe 15 years ago, was an immediate hit. They had lines out the door. Yes, you're going for their pies, but also if you can pick up a chicken pot pie or one of their breakfast biscuits and then get a slice of pie to go, you're going to be super happy.
Heard a lot about Roots Pizza, and you enjoy their pizza and more. Some of their sides are great, aren't they?
I'll tell you, the mozzarella sticks are some of the best mozzarella sticks in the city. Like, you think you're, like, if you order mozzarella sticks anywhere, they're going to be these, like, long, thin, kind of whatever throwaway mozzarella sticks. At Roots, they're, like, hearty, good breading. The sauce that you dip in is just, it's got a tanginess to it. So yeah, like get the pizza, but definitely get a side of the mozzarella sticks.
This is a great list you've got. Can people still get your Cranes article, Ari?
Absolutely. You know, if, especially if you're a subscriber, you know, because Cranes is a subscription. But yes, the article is online. It'll be there forever. Actually, the original article I wrote in 2019 is up there as well. So you can see like what we've lost, sadly. But, you know, there's a lot of great restaurants, Natare, Lao Pung Yu, Bracero, and some great bars, too.
Yeah, fortunately, more places have opened. A great two-mile dining stretch in Chicago on Chicago Avenue. Fantastic. I love it. Looking forward to you writing about some other great streets where we can eat our way up and down. It's Ari Benderski. Thanks, Ari. You have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.